CJ Stroud's price has finally stopped arguing with his box scores, quarterback 23, pick 143, for a passer who has finished 21st at the position by rate 2 years running. The market that once drafted the rookie year legend now drafts the player. The question is whether the building just spent an offseason making the market wrong.
The season, 14 games, a week 9 concussion in Denver cost him 3, cleared November 28th per NFL.com, completing 65% for 3,041 yards, 19 touchdowns against 8 picks, with 209 rushing yards. On quarterback scoring, the standard 4-point passing convention, identical to half PPR at the position, 14.9 points a game, 21st per game and 21st in total, Houston went 12-5 and won a wild card berth. Davis Mills went 3-0 in relief, per NFL.com, which tells you about the roster around the quarterback.
The career is one skyline and two plateaus, 18-3 a game as a rookie, the season that built the reputation, then 13-0, then 14-9. The 13-0 year was 17 games of survival football, 20 touchdown passes against 12 picks behind a leaky line, and last year clawed half the gap back. The trajectory question has a boring answer. The last 2 years are the sample now, 31 games of it, more than twice the legend's 15. The pattern read, his fantasy profile is pocket first. Rushing is 13% of his scoring, under the 25% line, where our rushing floor rule starts protecting a price, and the rule's warning half is the one that applies. Spike seasons from pocket passers repeat at 24% versus 61% for the rushing kind. His spike was 2023. Our library price is continuation, and continuation is the 14s.
Muffed!
What the building did about it, dated. It kept the system for the first time in his career. Nick Cayley returns as coordinator and play caller for year two, per click to Houston in January. The first repeat offense of Stroud's NFL life, and ESPN's June reporting says the pre-snap operation looks visibly cleaner, with Cayley and the new quarterback's coach raving through minicamp. It rebuilt the protection Braden Smith and Wyatt Teller signed, per ESPN. It added David Montgomery to steady the run game and promoted Jaden Higgins into the vacated number two receiver job next to Nico Collins. The business file stayed open. His fifth-year option was exercised in April, but extension talks are, quote, essentially on pause, per ESPN's Jeremy Fowler in June. A prove-it year, in Dan Graziano's phrasing, Stroud's own June line, I think I've held my bargain up. The price. QB23 at pick 143 for the 21st quarterback by rate in total, priced a breath under his own plateau, with the continuity upgrade thrown in free. Our verdict, no call. Two consecutive years at one level is the strongest projection a price can make, and this price makes it almost exactly. The caveat, spoken. This is also the first season of his career with the same play caller twice, a rebuilt interior and a healthy target tree. If the rookie year version had structural causes, they just got addressed, and QB23 will have been the last cheap year. Watch the sack numbers through September. The protection was a stated problem the front office spent on. And Higgins' target share because a real number two changes what defenses can take away. Continuity is the experiment Houston never ran. This is the control year finally getting its test. If he's on your roster, this show covers all of it. Every player, every week, all season.